this hour by Frederick Remington Fully Cooked Ready-to-Eat Bacon. Exclusive no refrigeration 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another live edition of the broadcast. We are live on Sunday nights. If you're a new listener, welcome aboard to the program. I have to tell you, I have been remarkably surprised and shocked at how many people now are listening to this program throughout the week. We've got a large audience on Sunday nights, and that's great, and we're glad you're here. But I have to say that I'm equally as excited just in recent weeks to see the numbers. I had to double check with my streaming service and a couple of my download services where we run the podcast from, the podcast version of the show. And the numbers are just spiking. So thank you so much for joining us. I know a lot of you are kind of just discovering me for the first time, even though I've been doing radio since high school. But professionally, probably would go back to maybe 1988. I've been on commercial radio on and off since 1988. And a lot of people don't know this, too, that I used to also have my own television show. And one reason to really check out my Facebook page, James L. Paris, is how you find me on Facebook. Same thing over on Twitter, and also the same thing over on YouTube. One of the reasons to check out my social media right now is how good my goatee beard looks, if you're interested to see what I look like with a goatee. I don't know how I ended up with a goatee. I went to Ecuador. I came back after 10 days in Ecuador, and I had this goatee, and I also have picked up a few Spanish words. So a little bit of a transformation going on here. And for some reason, I have the urge now to learn the tango. I don't know what's happened to me. Maybe what was in the water there. Who knows? In any case, a great show lined up for you tonight. In hour number two, my guest is Maureen Boyle. Her book is called Shallow Graves, The Hunt for the New Bedford Highway Serial Killer. And we continue to go back to the topic of true crime because you are interested in that as our listeners. It's the number one download we get are when we do these true crime interviews. I enjoy doing them. I'm fascinated to hear the backstories on these killers and what's going on in their brain. And this all really started from my own interest in this as I began to teach women's self-defense a few years ago. I am a certified instructor in women's self-defense and a third degree black belt in Taekwondo and also an NRA shooting instructor. So this is something I'm interested in kind of from the reverse engineering standpoint, which is to get into these bad guys' heads to figure out what they're doing and how they're doing it so I can help to teach others how to avoid these people. But in any case, we're going back to that tonight. It'll be interesting. This is a case I was not familiar with. I just learned of it in a recent interview I heard a few weeks ago. I also heard a great interview today about Scientology. Scientology is still such a popular topic, and we're going to be trying to book some more guests the final 4 or 5 months of the year here on Scientology as well. All right. I had a really interesting last few days, and I want to share with you some of my experiences. I went to Sarasota, Florida, which if you're not familiar with it, it is on the west coast of Florida. It is just south of the Tampa Bay area. Now, I was over there to see my son, who he started a new job a few weeks ago, and he now lives in Sarasota. So this was my first chance to go over and visit him. So a couple of things I did, and I want to get into the first thing in this first segment, and then the next segment we'll get into something else that I found extremely fascinating. So we were at a minor league baseball game last night, and I guess this area of the state is just a huge area for minor league baseball and also spring training baseball. Right in this zone, the Pirates have spring training. They have their minor league base, one of their minor league baseball teams. The Yankees, the same thing. Also the Cincinnati Reds, the same thing. So a lot of these baseball teams are just congregating in this area. I guess someone told me last night that the Houston Astros are going to also be in this area as well. Not sure why this is such a just a hot area for these spring training baseball, minor league baseball. But in any case, we went last night to see the team called the Bradenton Marauders, which is the A level, which is the lowest level professional team for the Pirates, the Pittsburgh Pirates organization. And I love going to minor league baseball games. Number one, I think the players just have a much better attitude. They're like real people trying to fight their way up to get into the major leagues. They don't have the giant egos. They still sign autographs and interact with the little kids. And it's kind of like it how it used to be when I grew up in Chicago. We would go to the White Sox games, and I could get an autograph from any player. I could walk up, ask any player for an autograph. We always got there an hour early to be able to get a ball autographed. Never had a problem getting an autograph from anyone on the White Sox. I don't know where those balls are today. I wish I had them. But in any case, it's not the same today if you go to a major league game. Not only is it super expensive, but the players are standoffish. You don't get a chance to get an autograph too often. Not that I'm seeking autographs as a 53-year-old man, but I enjoy watching the little kids. The little kids getting their autographs, picking up a foul ball. But I saw something last night that just really, really upset me. Now, I'm not one of these people to get into fights with people at a baseball game. You see these videos of people getting into these arguments and getting into fights. I'm not really like that. It takes a lot to goad me into some situation like that. But I was really upset last night. But I'll tell you how I positively channeled my energy. So they came through. They do a lot of these little things in the audience when you're at a minor league baseball game. It's a lot of fun. They give you a bingo card. You play bingo in your seat while you're watching the game. There's all kinds of prizes being given away. There's a guy that they every couple of innings comes through and throws T-shirts. They've got the T-shirts rolled up with rubber bands on them, and they throw these out into the stands. And if you're lucky, you might catch and get a free T-shirt. So the T-shirt guy is coming through, and he throws a T-shirt that lands right at this little kid's feet. He's maybe, I want to say 5 years old, maybe 6 years old. And the little boy, he's got his little baseball hat on, his little baseball glove, and his eyes just light up as big as saucers because this shirt is sitting right on the ground, right by his feet. And he reaches down to grab it. And a woman in her 60s reaches over and grabs this right from this kid. And this woman was sitting directly in front of me. And I have to tell you, if looks could kill, the people sitting around this little kid were just in shock. Everyone was staring with daggers at this woman. And, you know, I almost said something like, what in the world? taking that T-shirt from that little boy. I mean, how much lower could you go? So what I did was I went to guest relations. I told them the story. I said, look, I will pay to get a shirt like that to give to this kid. Well, they brought a manager out. They gave me a shirt that was the same shirt they were throwing into the audience. They even had it rolled up with the rubber bands on it, just like the ones they were throwing into the audience. I took that shirt. I marched back into the stadium, and I went to the kid, and I said, here's your shirt, kid. And I gave him his shirt, and his eyes just lit up. It was just the most wonderful thing. And the 65 or so year old lady, She saw me do it, and I think she got the message, and I loved it. All right, more after this. We'll be back. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. Let's take a look at what's happening over here at Drudge. Omarosa, however you say it. I guess she's got some tapes now she's starting to release to promote her book. She secretly taped White House Chief of Staff. We've got Dennis de Blasio, Mayor of New York, has a reporter hauled away for asking him a question today. A new wave of sex abuse scandals rocking the Catholic Church. Aretha Franklin, gravely ill. What else is going on here? There's a nice story here about my colleague Alex Jones. It says the ban against Alex Jones does not seem to be lessening the reach of InfoWars. That's great to read that. Of course, the NFL players, a bunch of them still taking a knee, and I just don't know where that all ends. All right, let me do this. This segment, I'll tell you about the other part of my trip to Sarasota, and then in the next segment, I'm going to talk about what's happening on my social media today. I posted something that just has exploded my social media. It's all about the allegation about Trump being a racist, et cetera, which is kind of today's fake news theme that you're seeing on all the big news shows. So I posted something on my social media kind of pushing back on that narrative, and I'll give you that in the next segment and tell you what people are saying about that. All right, so the other part of my trip, my son is busy at his new job, so during the day while I was in Sarasota on Friday, I was, you know, I had to find something to do with myself because he wasn't available, so I decided to go and check out the Ringling Museum. And for those that don't know, the Ringling Museum is, including the Ringling Mansion, it was the actual site of where Ringling and his wife lived, and he is the, you know, founding, there were four brothers, but apparently he was the one who ended up being the main brother of the Ringlings that took charge of the circus, developed the circus into what it became. And you can visit, there's actually two giant buildings of circus memorabilia. And then there is also the Ringling Mansion, which is equally fascinating. And if you want to see what I actually was able to do, I made a really neat video all about my visit to the Ringling Museum. And you can see that over on my Facebook page or on my YouTube channel. You can find me by searching for James L. Paris. In any case, I had kind of a weird experience. First of all, when you go to the Ringling Museum, and by the way, the brother is John Ringling. He was one of the brothers. I believe there were five brothers, and he was the youngest, and he was the one that sort of became the quote-unquote ringleader, no pun intended. But in any case, I don't know what it is about circus memorabilia, clowns, all of that kind of thing, that it's a little bit scary to some people. I've never really been afraid of clowns, but it is kind of a little bit eerie. In fact, I said to one of the security guards when I was in the museum, you know, I don't know if I'd want to be in here in the middle of the night with all these clown costumes. And what they do is they have like mannequins with clown outfits on it. So it kind of looks like there's a clown there, but it's just a mannequin with a clown outfit on. There's still a lot of weird stuff. And the circus is strange. But I have to tell you, and I don't know if it's because of my new goatee beard or just that I was a guy by myself, I was kind of being stalked by their security. And I'm pretty aware of my surroundings, I guess, because of my martial arts training. And every time I looked out of the corner of my eye, I could see someone kind of trailing me. Like, I think they were wondering what I was up to. And this all started because when I walked into the first building, and by the way, I don't want to take anything away from the place. It's a fantastic, beautiful place. And maybe they just have a lot of security, but I didn't experience that level of security when I was at the Louvre in Paris, when I'm standing by the Mona Lisa. So, you know, I mean, I could get within an arm's length of the Venus de Milo at the Louvre, and I don't have someone, you know, tracking me and following me right behind me. So in any case, I mean, maybe some of this stuff is worth a ton of money. Who knows? When I walked in, I pulled out my GoPro 5, and I have a little, it's like a tripod / selfie stick, and I pull that out, and I'm doing like a little introduction. I'm saying, hey, everybody, this is Jim Paris. I'm at the Ringling Museum, blah, 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 and I do my little introduction. And you can see this in the video. You can see a security guard that sees me doing that introduction, and they immediately start walking from their podium towards me. Well, I finished the video before that. Well, what happened was they took my selfie stick away. They said it really isn't a selfie stick. It's more like a tripod. It's a, you know, I have a professional setup, you know, for my camera and everything. Well, they took it away. They said that selfie sticks are not allowed inside the Ringling Museum. They made me surrender that to them, and they gave me a claim check, and I could get it on my way out. Okay, fair enough. So when I left that part of the museum, I was able to pick my selfie stick back up. But it's just this weird feeling. It's like all the circus stuff around me, and then I every time I looked out of the corner of my eye, they were like following me. I don't know if they thought I was going to like try to steal, you know, the cannon that the cannon that the guy, you know, one of the cannonball man, his cannon was there. Like maybe I could sneak that into my pants and sneak out with that, or one of the big lion cages, or maybe I was going to film something or go behind some backstage somewhere and film something that was secret. In any case, it's a really, really neat place. And if you ever visit Sarasota, Florida, I recommend that you check it out. If you are kind of freaked out by people following you a little bit too closely, I wouldn't worry, because I think it was just me. I think that I just looked suspicious. I was a guy by myself. Not many people go to a place like that just by themselves. They usually come with a family or at least a spouse. And I had a camera, and I was talking to myself with a camera. So they probably, I could just hear him calling it in on security. There's a guy, he's near the cannonball man's cannon, and he's talking to himself on his camera, and we don't know what's going on. I could see them calling in the threat. But in any case, it was a really neat place, especially the Ringling home, the Ringling mansion, which you're able to see. It's only like $25 to go through the whole place, and it was a lot of fun. Very educational. And if you're interested in the circus or the history of the circus and all that, you really should go see it if you're anywhere near Sarasota, Florida. I did find out, because I asked a bunch of questions, that interestingly enough, John Ringling died with $300 to his name. So he's like one of these stories of a guy that was worth a tremendous amount of money, and then lost it all, lost control of the circus, ended up dying with $300 to his name. So that's kind of sad, kind of a sad ending. But he had a great life and, you know, had a great ride with the circus. But it's an interesting place to visit, a lot of history. And if you're, you know, curious about the, you know, history of the circus and what happened to the circus, which it's no longer touring, it's over. They got rid of it because of all the animal protesters. Check out the Ringling Museum in Sarasota. All right, we'll take a break. Is Trump a racist? We'll have the answer after this.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, so I forgot to mention the most important thing about my visit to the Ringling Museum in Sarasota. I don't know why I did this. Okay, the miniature circus is incredible. It is the world's largest miniature model of a circus. And there's a video of this. I have a video. It's only, I think, six, 7 minutes long. On my Facebook and on my YouTube channel, you can find me under, just search for my name, James L. Paris. And I have a video of the miniature circus. And I've always loved those kind of things. I grew up in Chicago, and we used to go down to the Museum of Science and Industry in downtown Chicago. And they have there the world's largest model train display. And my favorite thing to do was to go up one floor above the model train display and look down on it. And it's a massive train display, multiple trains running with all kinds of different landscapes and such detail. Like there's little people and little cars on the roads and little houses and little restaurants. And I just love things like this. So at the Ringling Museum, they have this enormous miniature display of the circus. And when you get to the big top, they actually, the little characters inside the big top, the tent is like cut away so you can see in, and they're like, they're doing all their stuff. So you've got like the animal trainers are moving around with the animals, and the tightrope walkers are doing their thing. And there's women that are, you know, spinning on those ropes, the acrobats. And they've got this all, you know, mechanically running somehow. And it's just amazing, the detail of all of this. And that right there is worth going to see, the miniature train museum at the Ringling Museum. Okay, so tonight in hour number two, we have author and journalist Maureen Boyle. She's going to be here to discuss her book, Shallow Graves, The Hunt for the New Bedford Highway Serial Killer. Next week in hour number two, our guest is Wade Shepherd, who is a really fascinating guy. His website or his blog is called Vagabond Journey. He is one of he is a part of a growing movement of people that are called perpetual travelers. This is interesting. They don't have a home base. They just travel, and they fund themselves through, you know, having a blog, having a YouTube channel, things like this. They call themselves many times digital nomads, and they just live traveling from place to place, which I think is kind of interesting. I'm not sure that's for me. I do like traveling, but I don't know that I could live just always traveling. I did that when I was a musician for a couple of years, 1 year full-time, another year part-time when I was in college. I traveled with a group. When I was full-time on the road, it was really crazy. Fun, and I was young, but I don't know that I could do that again. But this is a movement, especially among the younger people, this perpetual traveler lifestyle. We're going to talk about that next week with author and perpetual traveler Wade Shepherd. Our friend Laura Loomer, who's been on the program before, she's a young lady out of New York. She is now banned from Facebook, and that came out today. And it's really disappointing to see why she was banned. She was banned for basically asking questions of a congressional candidate, and now she's banned. And she's got this on her Twitter page, all the videos of what she did, which I watched the videos. And if anything, I felt that she was the one being victimized, that she was not bullying or doing anything inappropriate as a journalist. She was simply asking questions. Her phone was pulled out of her hand, which she was filming with, by the congressional candidate. You got to see the video. And she's got all this over on her Twitter page, Laura Loomer. But she's the latest to be banned from Facebook. And then a weird thing today, one of my personal friends from high school, who I just connected with on Facebook about 2 or 3 months ago, he posted on his Facebook that he's now banned from liking things on Facebook. He says he got a message this afternoon that he was liking too many things, and now he can't like anything on Facebook. I'm not kidding. He's banned from liking stuff for some unspecified period of time. He says that this box popped up, and it says that he was liking too many things and that he can no longer like things until they decide otherwise. So he's got that up on Facebook, and everybody's going nuts, you know, posting on his post about it. I mean, it would be funny if it wasn't so sad. And I just continue to say, why don't we have like 10 Facebooks to choose from? I mean, this is not a third world country. Why do we have 4 or 5 companies controlling the internet and we have to put up with this kind of nonsense? All right, so let me tell you what I posted on Facebook today about President Trump. And I had to like mute my phone from even vibrating here in the studio because I'm getting so many comments and posts and everything else about this simple thing that I posted today on Facebook, which is I posted the following question, and I'm going to bring it up on the computer here so I can read it to you precisely so that you can kind of get the full effect of this. And it's just a question. I kind of have an implied answer in my question, but at the same time, I honestly am asking this as a question, and my entire social media has exploded today because of me simply posting this question. And let me scroll down to it. So many people posting here, it's hard to even get to the original post. Bop, 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 bop. Here we go. NFL players taking a knee. Lots of stuff up here about the NFL and on and on and on. And we go down. Here it goes. How does it make Trump a racist to say that there was violence on both sides a year ago in Charlottesville? That's the question I posted. How does it make Trump a racist to say that there was violence on both sides a year ago in Charlottesville? That's what he said, and that has been twisted into that he was supporting, because he didn't ignore the violence of Antifa. And here's the truth. This is too complicated for the fake news people. And I know they're smarter than this, but look, if you want to act stupid, then I'm going to call you stupid. There was a mixed group of protesters there. You had, on the one hand, the white supremacists that were there. You also had people that were galvanized around the, if you remember, they were galvanized around the whole protest over these Civil War era statues being taken down. So you had white supremacists. You also had conservatives that were upset about these statues coming down. You then, on the other side, had people that were sincerely there to protest peacefully against the white supremacists, that were there also to protest in favor of these statues coming down. And then you also had Antifa, which came to fight. And I posted a video of Antifa attacking protesters last year in Charlottesville. So President Trump simply said that there was blame on both sides, that you had, this is what he said. It said you had a bad group there, and then you also had violence from another group. And in essence said there was enough blame to kind of go around to both sides. But you know what? That wasn't good enough, because what the media wanted him to say was that the violence was all on one side. And they want to make this all about white supremacists were the only ones there, and Trump didn't speak out against them. And that is not what happened. There's at least five or six subsets of groups that were there protesting, and there was violence on both sides. That's a fact, and that's all Trump said. All right, we'll be back. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
We're back, and what we're going to do in our final segment, we've been doing this now for a few weeks, getting into the topic of cryptocurrency. And this week, cryptocurrency, especially the altcoins, the coins that are not Bitcoin, it really took a beating. A lot of coins way down in value. Bitcoin was hit as well, but is recovering, and a lot of coins are starting to recover tonight. All of this was prompted by another Bitcoin ETF that was turned down. This is, for those that are not following this, it's the idea that Wall Street could start investing in Bitcoin through something similar to like a mutual fund, an investing fund. And the Winklevoss twins were the first to try to do this. They have been unsuccessful. There was another group, VanEck, that is trying to do this. They weren't turned down. I should correct myself. They were actually delayed. But there are now 10 funds that are waiting approval or denial from the SEC that will be ruled on in the month of September, I believe. So this is all kind of coming to a head. And my thought is they're not going to be able to turn all of these funds down from approval. They're all different. They're all kind of proposing some different things. I think we're going to see some of these approved. And the reason why Bitcoin went down quite a bit this week and a lot of the other coins as well, there's a kind of a new trend in cryptocurrency, which is that a lot of people are buying in with the expectation of one of these funds being approved, which would then mean hundreds of millions, maybe billions of dollars of new money to flow into the cryptocurrency niche. I don't think we really need that to happen to still see billions of dollars flow into the cryptocurrency niche. But there's enough people in the market now, in the crypto market, that are expecting that, that when it doesn't happen or there's not good news or good developments on that, they use that as kind of a reason to run to the sidelines. So that's what's been going on. I'm still in all the same coins I've been in for a while. Ripple XRP took a real beating this week. It's down to 30 cents now. So you can get three Ripple for a buck, which is a great thing to maybe take a look at. One big story, I'm going to put this in the category. And by the way, I have to say legally, I do own a lot of cryptocurrency. So I'm supposed to say that whenever I comment on it. So there you go, including Bitcoin. All right. One rumor, and it's important to put this in the context of being a rumor. There is a rumor. Well, let me tell you the part of it that is not a rumor. Facebook is definitely researching having their own cryptocurrency. We know that because Facebook has admitted to this. that they are doing that, which is interesting because earlier this year, Facebook banned all advertising for cryptocurrency, basically, you know, looking at the whole sector as the black plague that had to be banned from Facebook. Well, in recent weeks now, about 2-3 weeks ago, now you can advertise on Facebook cryptocurrency. It has to go through an extra layer of approval, but now they've opened the door to that. And they've also admitted that they themselves, Facebook, are looking into having their own cryptocurrency. So here's the rumor. The rumor is that the cryptocurrency Stellar is in talks with Facebook to possibly do something. In other words, there's a couple of different paths that Facebook could take. They could start from scratch their own cryptocurrency, or they could partner with an existing cryptocurrency, which is more likely that they will do the latter rather than the former. It would be a lot easier for them to do that. And it would be a lot easier for them to do that with a fairly big name, but not one of the top names. So Stellar, which is presently right now number 6 in total size over at coinmarketcap.com. Stellar is number 6 in market cap. That would be a good prospect for Facebook. So a lot of people, apparently Facebook is admitting that they've had talks with Stellar, but they're denying that there's a deal coming together, which they have to do that, no doubt, because they're publicly traded and they don't want to sort of let the cat out of the bag early. There's certain ways they have to make such announcements. It'll be interesting to see. But in any case, everyone and their brother and their brother's brother, brother-in-law, cousin, second cousin, everybody's getting in to cryptocurrency in one way or another. And it looks like Facebook is the latest one to jump in. Stormy Daniels' lawyer. He says that he's to be taken seriously and that he is considering a run for president of the United States. I kid you not. Although I will tell you that I really doubt that he even takes himself seriously. I think this is clearly a publicity stunt, just like his representation of Stormy Daniels appeared to be mostly a publicity stunt to get him in the news a lot, especially CNN. I don't know how many dozens and dozens of appearances they had him on CNN, but apparently he's got major, you know, financial issues. There's some kind of a bankruptcy going on. He's representing Stormy Daniels, and now he wants to be president and wants us to take him seriously. He said he's to be taken seriously as a presidential candidate. So, all right, let's go back to cryptocurrency. I don't even know why I got off of cryptocurrency, but I had this still in my stack. All right, there are two videos up right now. If you go to YouTube or Facebook, just search me, James L. Paris. I have two videos now up on Facebook and YouTube on ways of getting free Bitcoin. And both of these videos are getting a lot of views. In fact, my YouTube channel has really been going great. I haven't really pushed it much, and I've got over 7,000 subscribers. We've got over 2 million views on the YouTube channel, which is great. I know this is nothing compared to like an Alex Jones or, you know, or someone like it at that level. I'm a small player, but I'm building and starting to do a lot with YouTube and Facebook. And if you want to watch these videos, search James L. Paris on YouTube or Facebook. And so I get into two different ways that I presently am doing, these two different strategies I am doing personally to get free Bitcoin. And super easy to do. You know, look at it as like a little part-time thing. And, you know, you can make a few hundred dollars doing these strategies and get paid in Bitcoin. And then who knows if Bitcoin goes crazy, like some of these people are predicting, you know, Bitcoin's going to $1 million, $2 million. I don't know. Maybe they could be right. I tell people this everywhere I go. I was talking to someone the other day, and I would think it was, I was in Sarasota. I was in a convenience store the topic of Bitcoin came up, and I said to someone, the cashier lady, I said, do you know if you had $100 in Bitcoin in 2009 that you would today have over $200 million? And she said, you are kidding me. I said, no, I'm not. $100 in 2009 to be worth over $200 million today. I think that that sort of a jump in value in Bitcoin is behind us. But as I talk about in my book, the 90-minute Bitcoin Quick Start, which is doing very well on Amazon, you can get my Bitcoin book. And I get into not only how to buy Bitcoin, all of these strategies on getting free Bitcoin, but I also get into these smaller coins where that opportunity, like existed in 2009 with Bitcoin, I believe that opportunity still exists and presents itself today among many of these smaller coins. And there are a lot of these where you can buy them. One coin I mentioned in my book, Cloudcoin. Right now you can buy it for a nickel. And it's a really unique coin. You don't need a wallet to hold it. It's completely in the cloud. There's a lot of these coins that have really unique offers. You've got to look for something unique about the coin, because if it's just a copy of Bitcoin, I'm not really sure that that's worth looking at. So when you look at a new coin, one of these low-cost coins, you want to ask, what unique trait does it bring to the cryptocurrency market? So Cloudcoin is one that has a lot of unique things about it. You could buy it for a nickel, but there's a lot of these you can get into for 5 cents, 10 cents, even below a penny. There's one coin right now in the top 100 that you can get into for less than a penny. And even if you put in $10 and it turned out to be even 10% of what Bitcoin is today, you could have hit the jackpot. It could literally be like winning a lottery. The book is the 90-Minute Bitcoin Quick Start. You can grab it at Amazon. We'll take a break for news. We'll be back with our special guest. Don't miss it.
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.